But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. With Greg Stanton moving on to run for Congress and Thelda Williams only an interim mayor, Phoenix voters will be selecting its next leader later this year. How much of a role will the new mayor play in shaping the city's identity, and how important is that? The Republic addressed the issue on its editorial page, and editorial director Phil Boaz is here for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, what are you looking for the next Phoenix mayor to do when it comes to identifying what the city is and what it should stand for?
We're sort of at a point in our history in Phoenix where it's time to really begin to shape and define our character. Who are we as a city? You know, it's something we noticed this at the Republic. We would run these photo galleries of history, Arizona history, Phoenix history on AZ Central. And the numbers would go through the roof. I mean, lots of people were going through these photos and were very interested in it. And it seemed to us to represent a yearning to try to understand the place where they live. So there is that sense out there. And Phoenix is at a moment in its history where we have grown and built and built and built. And now is the time to kind of refine. What kind of city are we? What is going to be our identity, our signature in the future? How are we going to be known to the world?
When you think of identity when it comes to a place, what are some factors that come into play? Because for some people it is a location, others it's an attitude.
I think a lot of it has to be authentic to the place. So I think it has to do with our stories, and I think we have to start to tell our stories. Look at some cities that have strong identities. Los Angeles, it's Hollywood. And, you know, going back, you know, almost 100 years now, you know, Hollywood has had such a central place, has been an important industry, the entertainment industry in this country. Mm-hmm. And it is part of the identity of Los Angeles. Salt Lake City, you know, the Mormon pioneers who came and settled there. Utah is regularly, you know, remembering them and doing concerts and things like that. They have Pioneer Day to remember their heritage. Yeah. And that's a big part of who they are. We have incredible stories in Arizona. We have barely begun to tell that we need to start talking about here in Phoenix.
This begs the next question, which is a place like Phoenix that has so many people from other places, it can be exciting to build an identity, but is it more of a challenge that way because so many people have so many different perspectives? Phoenix didn't grow like a lot of other cities grow.
Right. So Phoenix was really settled by Civil War veterans. Right after the war, they came here and they built this town settlement here, digging out the Hohokam canals, growing crops, and feeding the cavalry at Camp McDowell, just north of the settlement. But it really didn't begin to boom until the invention of air conditioning. When you had air conditioning and it became more popularized in the 1950s and you could put it in homes and you could live comfortably in the Sonoran Desert, we became a metropolis overnight. And now we're the fifth largest city in America. We've just passed Philadelphia, but we don't have the kind of cultural, historic identity of a Philadelphia and other cities our size because they had a big head start on us. Yeah. So now's the time. It's our generation. And it's a time for artists, for instance, in Phoenix to really start telling our story.
What are some words that come to mind or places that come to mind for you to identify with Phoenix and really shape the identity?
I think one of the important ones is the Hohokam. The Hohokam tell us that Phoenix is not a new place, but it is an ancient place. And think of this, before Columbus even got here, you had Indians who had populated this valley, dug these canals, grew 250,000 acres of crops here in what is today Metro Phoenix. And that disappeared. Their descendants are still here, but that culture that they built lasted 1,000 years. I mean, that's sustainability. That is a tremendous amount of cooperation and organization to keep those canals running, to water all those fields. It was a pretty amazing thing those people achieved in the desert.
So coming back to where I started with the Phoenix mayor's race, we've got a few candidates running. I posited the idea on Twitter that was Terry Goddard the last Phoenix mayor with a vision, whether people liked it or not, and some people responded, well, Phil Gordon had one. I'm sure people think Greg Stanton did, Skip Rims or whatnot. When it comes to having a vision for the city, how much do you think the vision plays a part with identity? And can we get past, often in cities, municipalities, they can get past the partisan anger at each other. But how much of that do you think plays into what the future vision, the future identity of Phoenix is?
We have young people who are running for mayor now, and I think they understand these issues, and they're interested in really creating a great, good place here, you know, making Phoenix a better place to live, not just a place that is booming, you know, where, you know, the high rises are going up and whatnot. They get it. They want walkable cities and they want shade and things like that. I would talk about Stanton. I think Stanton gets hit a lot because he didn't have the cranes up the way some of the other mayors did, but he came in at a time, you know, that it was cash poor. I mean, he had a recession that he had to deal with in the jobless recovery afterwards. So there wasn't a lot of money to play with. You had a pension crisis as well. But I think of Stanton's vision was probably this: we are a multi-ethnic city. This is a city that believes in diversity and tolerance, and that's who we're going to be going into the future. And we have to be that, because that is what our population, that's what is the facts on the ground. The demographics of this place are changing in large ways. And so I think that was his vision. Yeah. But I think we need more. We need to really develop what is that signature of Phoenix.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.